And so, finally, these lower chakras and the higher chakras are the same. Now, this gives a kind of violence and power to Indian mysticism and spirituality, which is a little bit horrifying in a way. And I'll end simply by reminding you of the Bhagavad Gita. I imagine a number of you have read the Bhagavad Gita. This is the nuclear work of Indian spiritual life. It's a passage of some 18 chapters in the midst of the great Indian epic, the Mahabharata, which is a work 8 times as long as the Odyssey and Iliad combined. And in the midst of it is this little jewel of spiritual revelation, which, however, doesn't say what most people seem to want to read into it. To sum it up very briefly, it is as follows. The young prince, Arjuna, is the leader of an army. He has been deprived of his possessions by his cousins, and they are the leaders of the opposing army. Now, his charioteer is Krishna, who is an incarnation of the god Vishnu. He's God incarnate himself. He's playing the role of charioteer to this young prince Arjuna. And Arjuna says to his charioteer, "Drive me out between the two armies before I let the battle start. I just want to see for a minute." So he does drive out, and he sees on both sides men whom he admires, men whom he loves. And he drops his bow, and he goes pale. And he says, "Better that I should die here than that I should let loose this battle fury." And the god looks at him and says, "You have lost your mind. You have lost your equilibrium. You are a noble. You are a warrior. And the highest goal of a warrior is a just war." Now, all wars are just from both sides, always. "Get in there and fight. Did you think you were going to kill these people?" Then he touches his eye, and Arjuna sees his friend, Krishna, transformed into the Lord of the world. He is a tremendous, monstrous divinity, and with many mouths, with great tusks in these mouths, and both armies flying into these mouths and smashing like grapes and the blood pouring down, and Arjuna's hair lifts, and he says, "Who are you?" And his former companion answers and says, "I am Kala, I am Black Time, who am here for the end of the world. I am licking up mankind." Now he said, "Did you think you were going to kill these men? They're dead. Get in there and seem to be doing things. You are to be the instrument of destiny itself."